worry about anything but in everything but prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I've taught you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Verses 1 through 27, all of Proverbs chapter 4. Father, thank you once again for the privilege we have of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day. Thank you for being a heavenly Father that anoints our prayer life and that empowers our prayer life with the spirit of prayer, your precious Holy Spirit. And thank you for the privilege of being able to be in close fellowship with you through prayer and time in your word each and every day. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer. Anoint us afresh with the spirit that would cause us to have a growing hunger for your word. And anoint us afresh with the spirit of obedience. We thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to be about the work of discipling as a whole and discipling our children in particular. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us.
Father, we come to you today and we acknowledge that you are our strength and you are our song. Father, we've tried to find strength in our own selves and then that's been fruitless. We've tried to put a song in our heart on the things of this world, and Father, that's fallen empty. But you are our song. You're our strength today. We rejoice in you. We exalt your name today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. If you'd like to receive any of the resources we provide, we're glad to share the prayer resources that we do share with our listeners when they inquire. And we're glad to share some of the discipleship resources. Please email us to get some of these resources for you to be able to use for yourself and for the work of discipling your family. But also remember, one of the goals is that you would receive them and then forward them on, pass them on to others, fellow family members, church fellow members of your church, co-workers on the job, or saved and unsaved people. One of the goals is that we would be co-workers in the kingdom of God, fellow laborers in the work of making disciples. And that's what these tools are for. And, you know, we should strive to be about the work of evangelism and discipleship absolutely every day of our lives. We're to be praying for God to guide us and use us in this way, because the fact is, every day is important. Every day, we don't have any time to waste. The fact is, Jesus is coming back soon, as well as the reality is that people are dying by the thousands every single day all over the world. And the most important issue for every person that leaves this world is, do you know Jesus? So we, the church, we have the answer that the world desperately needs. The answer is Jesus. So we're to be about our Father's business every day. And amongst other things, we're to be passionately involved in the wonderful work of evangelism and discipleship. So please do email us for any of the resources that you'd like to receive from us. We're glad to share them with you. Once again, my email, jparker@afa.net. Earlier we read from Proverbs chapter 4, and a topic that we've dealt with significantly as of late, and we're looking at once again today, is the topic of discipling our children and our youth. And very specifically today, we're looking at the topic of guiding our children to become kingdom warriors. Again, guiding our children to become kingdom warriors. And in the book of Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." You know, God's word is a lamp to our feet, as the scripture says, and a light to our path. And it's many, many other things as well. Also, keep in mind, God's word also is the source of all power, wisdom, and grace in all of the universe. Remember, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And so there's great power to bless, power to save, power to heal, power to do so many important things. And so remember this, when you're discipling your child, amongst other things, I would really encourage you to make having them read the Word of God out loud to you one of the high priorities of your discipleship program in your children's lives. And the reason being this is the reading of God's word, the exercise, the discipline of simply reading God's word and meditating on it is much more important, much more transformative, and much more powerful than I think any of us fully grasp. So this very important task of reading the word each and every day is much more of a blessing to us than we may realize. So I would encourage your parents, make it your goal to have them read for you absolutely every single day. And as I like to emphasize too, you know, you can read your average three chapters in about 15 minutes or so. Doesn't take very long. And when you have the thought that you don't really have that kind of time to spare, remember some important truths about the whole work of the calling, the Great Commission of making disciples. Remember, obviously, parents, one of our great responsibilities in this world is to disciple our children. And the fact is, so it's important for us to, I think, determine that we're going to have the attitude of, I have to get this done. This has got to be a high priority for me. Because when a parent will actually say they don't have time to have their child read scriptures to them, they've deceived themselves terribly. We have time for what we really want to do in the course of a 24-hour day. And it's important to think of that. Of all the things you'll do, one of the most critically important things is to have your child consume the precious and powerful Word of God. Remember, the Word of God is pregnant with the ability to bless us, to transform us, to save us, to heal us, to encourage us, to lift us up, to mold and guide and shape our perspective, our attitude, our whole outlook on the world. Nothing will bless our lives more than the powerful Word of God. So having your child to read the Word of God every single day is so, so very important, is to be a high priority. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 tells us these words, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Again, remember, amongst other things, the gospel and all of the Word of God is the power of God to salvation. And it's so, so much more than that as well. There's power in the Word of God. There's anointing in and upon the Word of God. There's grace in and upon the Word of God. It's as if God's Word is a bottle of grace, and it's as if God's question to you every day is, how much do you want? So how much time you spend in the Word of God every day is very important, and how much time you have your child to spend reading and meditating on Scripture is very important too. And one of the reasons why I really emphasize, parents, the importance of us having your child to read out loud to you is because the reality is a child is a child. Now, many children will do exactly as you tell them. You tell them to go and read the Bible, they'll go and read if that's what you tell them to do. But on the other hand, the reality is many a child, when their parents say, Johnny or Debbie, Lisa, go to your room and read your Bible. Well, that child may go to their room, close the door, and lay their Bible on their bed and go to watching video game, playing video games or watching TV or getting on their cell phone, any of a number of things. But parents, when you have the child to read out loud to you, you know they've read, and also it will bless you as well as bless the child as they're reading the Word of God. Because remember, when your child is reading the Word of God, they have to engage the Word. They have to interact with the Word of God. And remember, when the child is reading God's Word, they're interacting with Jesus. They're spending time with Jesus. They're listening to Jesus. And what a tremendously productive activity it is every single day of your child's life to simply open the eternal Word of God and spend time reading and meditating on it. So parents, having them to read out loud to you every day is so, so very, very important. In the Word of God, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, I want to share a passage, and coming up to the break, and it might take us to the other side of the break, but we're going to pick up here. Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 1, it tells us these words. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Father, thank you, Lord, for every parent listening, and thank you for parents in the body of Christ. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace, and anoint us as grandparents as well with the spirit of wisdom and grace to be wise enough to make it a high priority to have our children to open the Bible and read your word out loud to us every single day. Help us to know, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will do a great work in them every time they spend that time reading your word, that it will edify them, that it will encourage them, that it will bless the very home in which they read as well, as it pours grace and peace into the home as the word of God is being read out loud there as well. Help us, Lord, to grow in our understanding of the very great importance of being students in your word each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
What if it's gone?
Music from Mandisa with God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Today, we're looking at the topic, guiding our children to become kingdom warriors. And we're honored and privileged to have with us today, once again, a young mom by the name of Sarah, and she has at least two and possibly three of her daughters that will be reading scripture for us today. And we've had them on before. Audrey and Kate have both actually did some of the Ten Commandments project speeches during our regular Ten Commandments speech project. And we're hoping to get them, speeches from them during the pro-life speech contest segment as well. But we're grateful to have them with us. Sarah, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
That's good, good. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time and the energy to have for you to come on and also to have your girls to be on with us too as well. And so Audrey is going to read for us as well. Audrey, how are you today? Are you
good.
Doing? That's all right. Good to have you with us once again. And Audrey, you're going to share a scripture. I believe it's John 3:16 with us, right?
Yeah.
All righty. Will you go right now? Audrey, you're 6 years old, right?
Yeah.
All righty. Okay, go right ahead, share, and as you share, John 3:16.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one only son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Amen. Thank you, Audrey. You're a great reader. You did a great job there, and we appreciate you being willing to come on and share John 3:16 with us today. So thank you. Okay. That's Pete, our resident puppy dog. He likes to hear children read the Word of God, and he enjoyed your reading as well. So thanks for reading, Audrey. Okay. And now next, I believe, is Kate. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Kate, how are you today?
Very good.
That's good. Now, how old are you, Kate?
8 and a quarter.
I'm sorry?
8 and a quarter. 8 and a quarter.
Oh, I see. 8 and a quarter. Okay, then. All righty. All right. Well, Kitty likes your commentary on that as well. So that's Kitty the church cat. So she's looking forward to hearing you read scripture as well. Now, Kate, you're going to read, what's the first scripture you're going to read for us, Kate?
Psalm 1.
You're going to read Psalm 1. All right, go right ahead, okay?
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, no sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1.
All right. Kate, great job. You're an excellent reader. Thank you for sharing that. That's one of my favorite psalms as well. So thank you for taking the time to read that. And so the next one you're going to share is Psalm 23. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Go right ahead with Psalm 23.
Psalm 23. Though it is my sepulchre, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Truly, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Well, the gang, they just really enjoyed, all the animals enjoyed your reading, Kate. Thank you for taking the time to read both Psalm 1 and Psalm 23. Again, you and your sister are excellent readers. We appreciate you reading so much. Now, Kate, now, you participated in our last Ten Commandments speech program contest, and you did a great, great job. Did you enjoy participating in that?
Yes.
That's good. Well, again, you did a great job. And I think I understand correctly, you're going to be doing another speech for us for the Pro-Life Speech Contest. You're going to get that to us sometime soon as well, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to getting that. So thank you, Kate, so much. We appreciate that. And so, Sarah, now, will Emily be with us today or maybe not today? What do you think?
We'll try it.
Okay. Now, how old is Emily?
Emily's 5.
Emily's 5. Okay. So, Emily, how are you today?
She's doing well.
Okay. As she has a beautiful giggle there, too. Okay. So, Emily is going to share a scripture. What scripture is Emily going to share with us today?
Psalm 23:1.
Okay. All right. Emily, whenever you're ready, you go right ahead. Okay. Emily's a little bit excited,
Emily,
right?
We'll try it. Yeah, having a little stage fright, so maybe we'll try it again another time.
Okay. All right. Well, Emily, thanks for coming on, and we appreciate you giggling for us today, too. We enjoyed your giggle, all right? All right. Well, Emily, that was Emily, Audrey, and Kate. Again, we're glad to have each of them with us today and did a great job. And thank you all so much for joining us and sharing Scripture on the Hour of Intercession, all right? And you all have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you.
Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We appreciate you listening today. We're always grateful to have children to come on to read Scripture and to share their heart as it relates to the Word of God and their walk with the Lord. And so let me say to our listeners, if you have a child or a grandchild or a young person that you know that would like to read Scripture on the broadcast with us, please get in touch with us. We're honored to have children to come on and read the Word of God. Once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Now, we are going to take time to listen to the speeches that Audrey and Kate did some months ago in our Ten Commandments speech project. So at this time, we're going to listen to Audrey's speech. Audrey's 6 years old, her Ten Commandments speech.
Commandment number 8 is do not steal. And that means that you do not make people take something that someone else is playing with, or you don't be rude to them. And I like what it means, because I don't want that to happen to me. So.
All right, you were just listening to Audrey's speech. Audrey, who is 6 years old, did a great job with her Ten Commandments speech. And next, her older sister, Kate, again, who is 8 years old, Kate is going to share her Ten Commandments speech at this time now.
Commandment number 6, you shall not murder. Deuteronomy 5:17, you shall not murder. Exodus 20:13. One of the most terrible social ills throughout history has been murder, lawlessness, and violence that surrounds murder. God gave this commandment to govern civilizations and make communities, streets, homes, and businesses safe and secure. Who is to keep this commandment? All of us is the answer. The purpose for this commandment is to preserve life teach people the sanctity of human life and hold human life in the highest esteem. Because man is created in the image and likeness of God, man's life is of infinite value to God. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have domination over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. Genesis 1:26-27. And he answered and said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female?" Matthew 19:4. He created them male and female, blessed them, and called them mankind in the day they were created. Surely, for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man, from the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whosoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. Genesis 9:5-7. The Hebrew word for kill means premeditated, planned, deliberate, intentional, or unauthorized murder. This commandment forbids the taking of a life because a person is angry, stealing, bitter, rebelling, violent, selfish. Lawlessness, violence, and murder must be stamped out. We will have a satisfying, fruitful life only if we are obedient to this command. We must uphold the sanctity of life for the born and the unborn. Jesus Christ loves and cares for us. He helps us conquer and overcome whatever problems we face, regardless how terrible. As we are obedient to him, he gives us his wisdom and shows us how to conquer the problem. For in that himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them who are tempted. Hebrews 2:18. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:15-16. What we leave behind when we go to heaven is our influence. All of us must maintain a Christ-honoring influence to the glory of God. We can and must destroy the lives of the enemy in our lives. We demonstrate our love of the Lord by our obedience. Let us love one another. God bless all. In his love, Kate Boyd, Sherman, Texas.
All right, again, that was a speech by Kate, 8 years old, and a beautiful speech about thou shalt not murder. And, you know, we're looking specifically at the topic today, guiding our children to become kingdom warriors. And I think of this, so we appreciate the young mom, Sarah, allowing her precious little girls to come on radio to do just that, to do the work of kingdom warriors as they're sharing the word of God and as they're two of them doing speeches specifically on one of the Ten Commandments. Again, Audrey dealt with the important commandments of you shall not steal. And, of course, Kate dealing with the important commandment, you shall not murder. Well, again, elementary age children, but are doing kingdom work that can bless a lot of both children and adults as they simply speak truth that will bless the world. Father, thank you for the opportunity
for us to help guide our children, to help them to come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. And thank you for the opportunity to disciple them and help to the opportunity to help to put them to work in the kingdom of God, proclaiming truth to a world that desperately needs to be hearing the truth and needs to be set free by the power of your truth. Help us as parents and grandparents and those that work with young people to be wise enough to do all we can to help each of our children come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then do our part to help them to come to learn how to pray, to help them to come to learn to become students, diligent students of your word, believers who read and meditate on your word, and believers who know how to take your word and live it and share it with others as well. Thank you for the privilege, the opportunity to help our children to do just that, to become kingdom warriors, doing the work of the building of your kingdom each and every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Elevation Worship with Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we heard from some precious young girls that were sharing scripture as well as sharing sharing speeches based on the Ten Commandments. And so we're looking today at the topic of guiding our children to become kingdom warriors. And the goal behind what we're sharing about is we as parents grow to understand that, keep in mind that, as the saying goes, the best defense is an offense. And we're wise to understand this reality that the Word of God tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "The thief comes not before to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Remember, the devil's goal for us and for our children is to steal from us, kill us, and destroy us. That's his goal. That's his job description. But the fact is, when we as parents and grandparents and those that work with youth are wise enough to help our children, to do all we can to help our children come to know Christ
and then do our part to help equip them to become the kingdom warriors God would have them to be. Not only can they defend themselves spiritually, they can actually do the work of building the kingdom of God and tearing down the kingdom of darkness by simply being well-equipped disciples. So let's make it a high priority to do our part to help our children come to know Christ and to grow up in their faith and to become prayer warriors and students of Scripture and believers who know how to share truth, to share the gospel, to share their faith in a world that desperately needs to hear truth and hear the gospel as well. And so, looking back once again at Deuteronomy chapter 6, I want you to notice an important truth that's found in these passages. Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 through 9, reading it once again. Now, this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now, I want you to notice very specifically in the latter part of verse 2, it says these words. Well, just reading the first two verses all together once again. Now, this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Notice that last phrase in verses 1 and 2, that your days may be prolonged. You know, of course, the most wonderful gift in all the world is Jesus. And when our children come to know Christ as Lord and Savior, again, they've received the greatest gift in all of life they can possibly receive. But along with knowing Christ, and an important blessing and benefit of following Christ is, amongst other things, as it speaks of, that your days may be prolonged. God wants to preserve our lives and bless us to live longer lives. Did you know that sin can kill a person? Sin can cut a person's life short. You know how tragic it is, how often you maybe hear of young people who got involved with stealing or got involved with crime and ended up losing their lives in maybe a stolen vehicle and then dying in a car crash or trying to steal something, being shot. Well, the reality is God's word is good for us, but amongst other things, it can help preserve our lives. God wants to look out for us. As we hear his word and obey it, amongst other things, it can help to prolong our lives as well. So note here then, God wants the best for us. And the way we receive his best is by hearing his word and obeying his word as well. In Proverbs chapter 4, I want you to note something very similar as well. A number of times when God refers to how walking in the wisdom of God's word can bless our lives and help preserve our lives. Note what it says in Proverbs 4, verses 1 through 4. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine, do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. Did you know that in order to live the fullest and best life we can live, we need to know God, to know his word, and to live his word as well? Keep my commands and live. God's looking out for us. It goes on to say in verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear my son and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. Time and time again, the passage is talking about the benefits and blessings that come from hearing God's word, hearing God's wisdom, and living it. Many benefits. Verse 6, going back to verse 6 again, do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Note what it says again in verse 10, hear my son and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. But just again, many other blessings that come as well. Wisdom will exalt us and promote us and bring honor in it if we embrace wisdom, and can bring a place on our head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. There are many blessings that come from reading God's word and walking in its wisdom. So parents, when we teach and train our children to read the word of God and live the word of God, there are many what you might call fringe benefits of simply hearing the word of God and obeying the word of God as well. Then looking in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Note again, very clearly, it talks about, this is one of the Ten Commandments found in the New Testament. Honor your father and your mother. But note, too, how it emphasizes the blessings that come from obeying this command. Verse 3, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. God wanted to be well with us in our lives, and he wants to bless us with long life. So to hear God's word and obey God's word can bless us so that things will go well for us in life. And it can also bless us by blessing us with a longer life. So there are many benefits that come from reading the word of God and obeying the word of God, hearing the wisdom of God and putting that wisdom to work as well. The last passage, real briefly, we want to touch on is Proverbs 31. Well, and it's powerful to consider this reality that in Proverbs 31, it's neat that a mother talks to her son about life. Let me just read a portion. Proverbs 31, starting at verse 1. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. And it goes on to talk about the wisdom that this mother taught her son. But note this, this whole chapter is basically what the son's name was obviously King Lemuel, a young king. But this chapter is basically what this young son remembered that his mother taught him about life. And parents, I don't think I can overemphasize how important it is for us as parents to regularly have our children to read Proverbs, and we talk to them about the meaning and the wisdom found in the book of Proverbs. Just when you get a chance, go through Proverbs and note how many of them begin with the words, my son, or hear my children. In other words, a parent took the time to talk to their child about the wisdom that they will need in all of life. Well, this son remembered what his mother taught him about a number of very important things. She taught him about the importance of not being involved with sexually immoral people. She taught him about the importance of don't get drunk, don't get high. She talked to him about the importance of walking in justice towards other people and walking in justice as a leader. And she talked about the importance of looking out for the poor, the helpless, the have-nots, those that cannot look out or protect themselves, looking out for those who are disenfranchised in the world. And then the latter part, verses 10 to the end of the chapter, she tells her son, son, this is the kind of wise wife that you will need in your life. Father, thank you for the opportunity for us as parents to be able to teach and train our children, to help them to become kingdom warriors in your kingdom. Anoint us with the wisdom and grace to be excellent at carrying out this important task. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a great day to get saved and receive Him. Would you simply pray this prayer with me to make that all-important step of asking Christ to come into your heart and save you? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways, and I repent of the wrong I've done. Lord Jesus, forgive me for all the wrongs I've done. And Lord, in a brand new way, I ask you, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Help me to be the person you want me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you my whole life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we definitely would like to hear from you. My email is jparker, the letter jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening. We've been looking today at the topic, guiding our children to become kingdom warriors. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.